You're tuned in to the Women Truckers Network, the first trucking radio program hosted by real women truckers. The Real Women in Trucking is a 501c6 driver organization whose mission it is to deliver highway safety through leadership, mentorship, education, and advocacy. You can learn more about becoming a member at www.realwomenintrucking.org.
All right, good afternoon, WTN members, Women's Truckers Network. This is Idella Hansen. Coach Carolyn is our standard guest for Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday. And I'm going to let Christine be our host. I bet you she loves me now. Carolyn, would you please read the disclaimer and what we're going to be talking about and go ahead and get started.
Sure. Truckers Network Wednesday Wellness Show with me, Carolyn O'Byrne. I'm a life coach, a colon hydro therapist, and the author of Gut Instinct, written with truckers in mind. Please check out my website, lifecoachservice.net. All statements made during these calls are suggestions only and are not meant to be medical advice. We would like to thank our sponsors that can be found on the website realwomenintrucking.org. So, today we are talking about the benefits of fasting. Thank you for listening in today. And before we get started, I don't know if I've mentioned this on this show before, but I want to mention it today because it's always on my heart, and I just want y'all to know. I want you to know that I have complete gratitude for those of you who are drivers and your families. I love having things convenient to me, and you are the reason that I have that luxury. So thank you so much for that. And I also want to remind you that I absolutely love questions. So if you have any concerns anytime during this talk, feel free to jump on in and join the conversation or just stop me. That's fine. I don't mind. So as I said, today we're going to be talking about fasting. You may think that fasting is something that they did thousands of years ago, or maybe it's just for certain religions. Although these statements are both true, fasting is very alive today and in every culture. So what is fasting? Fasting simply means abstaining from something. But there are many different forms of fasting, and usually it's used in the context of eating. There are water fasting, intermittent fasting, juice fasting, liquid fasting, and many more. But today, we're going to touch on water fasting and intermittent fasting. I have done a good bit of study on both of these types and have personally seen very good results with both. First, I want to give you a little bit of background on fasting. The best book that I have read on fasting is written by Dr. Furman, and it's called Fasting and Eating for Health. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs in the introduction of this book. And if you've listened in before, you know I don't ever do this, but I really felt like it may be about three paragraphs in the beginning of this book. It's just the introduction. The information here is huge, and I know you will all be really shocked at this information. And this is coming from a medical doctor. So I'm fixing to read this word for word from his book. Therapeutic fasting accelerates the healing process and allows the body to recover from serious disease in a dramatically short period of time. In my practice, I have seen fasting eliminate lupus, arthritis, remove chronic skin conditions such as psoriasis and eczema, heal the digestive tract in patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and quickly eliminate cardiovascular disease such as high blood pressure and angina. In these cases, the recoveries were permanent. Fasting enabled long-time disease sufferers to unchain themselves from their multiple toxic drugs and even eliminate the need for surgery. which was recommended to some of them as their only solution. As a means for recovery from disease, fasting has hit the front pages of major medical publications due to its recognized effectiveness in well-controlled scientific studies. Although fasting has been around for as therapeutic approach for thousands of years, only now is the medical profession studying the broad-reaching reparative properties of the fast. Even with this progress, most of the medical community and the general public are still unaware that the medically supervised fast is the safest, most effective treatment for many dangerous but common illnesses. The health of our nation is not improving. In fact, we are getting sicker. Changes are developing in healthcare, and the public is more aware that a problem exists. Our economy is weighed down by an expensive and largely ineffective medical system that relies on expensive tests, treatments, and last-minute heroic attempts to combat the harmful effects of a nation poisoning itself with rich, disease-causing diet. And I think that was it. Let me just make sure if that was all that I wanted to read. There's a lot more good stuff, and I really wish I could just read it all, but I don't want to bore you. I didn't come on here to read his book to you. But does anyone think of that as quite profound information? I mean, am I the only one that is shocked by hearing that?
What, medical fasting?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm stunned. I knew absolutely nothing about it.
No.
Well, I have done it, and I'm not suggesting this to anyone, but I have done it without medical supervision, and I have done quite well. If I had some type of serious illness, like cancer, or in my mind, possibly cancer, that would be the only one I would want medical supervision, and the rest of them, in my personal self, from Carolyn O'Byrne, I wouldn't be scared at all to do it on my own. Possibly diabetes would be something with medical supervision. But the others, and what if it were me, I would just do it. But anyhow, that is some really big information. Very important information for us to know. And for some reason, our society and our doctors aren't pushing us in that direction, because drugs sure make a whole lot more money than stopping food, right?
Right.
So, I'm going to explain the digestive process in a simple and fast-forward way so that we can kind of absorb this information better. I want y'all to really get this, because I think some of you out there that may be listening now or maybe listening in the future could possibly use this as a life-changing situation. I want you to think how many processes happen just by eating one bite of food. We put food up toward our mouth, and before it hits our lips, our saliva has already started. As we chew, once it gets in our mouth, as we chew, the digestion process starts. It notices what type of food that it is, and it sends all kinds of signals to the brain, to the esophagus, stomach, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, small intestine, large intestine, and more. Then we swallow our food. Our esophagus pushes it on down to the stomach, and the churning and acids in the stomach start breaking it all down into a single substance, like sugars, proteins, vitamins, and minerals, gathering more information and sending more information to the brain, intestine, and organs. When this process is finished, it sends the food to the small intestine to absorb most of these nutrients or kick them out as waste. The large intestine then does its job by absorbing the water, handling the waste, and many, many more other processes that it's designed to do. Now, this was a very short, oversimplified version of the workings of our digestive system, but think about this. Day in and day out, every day of your life, this goes on. And not only does this go on, it goes on trying so very hard to do all of this many times with foreign substances that it has no idea of what in the world it is, also known as junk food, processed food, refined food, chemicals, artificial flavors, artificial colors, nitrates, phosphates. I'm sure you have probably heard someone say, it doesn't matter what you eat, just don't eat too much of it. Or maybe you've heard, eat small meals all day long for good health. Well, I've heard these things many times, and I've believed it. I've even done it myself in the past. But what I have found that works for me and many others that I've known is fasting is what has made the difference. Excuse me. Think of how hard it has to work and the overload that our body has when there's too much food, too much sugar, fats, salts, proteins, or foreign substances to work with. And I mentioned proteins in there. We need all these things that I'm mentioning. We need sugar, not very much at all, but we need a little bit of it. We need fats and the good fats, but not the bad fats and not too much. We need salt and the good salt, a good amount of salt, the good forms of salt, but not an overabundance. We need proteins, but what people don't realize is our body is not designed to have an overload of protein, and certainly not any foreign substances. So think of the junk that's gone through your digestive tract and sent to places that have no idea what to do with it. Now, think of giving your body a break from all of this process that's not only a hard job, but think about how much energy it takes to do this. Now that you've got that picture in your mind, I hope, let's talk about water fasting. This is having an intake of water only, because we do not need to live without water any day, anytime, anywhere. Water is absolutely number one top priority in our life, in our body. It should be. According to Dr. Furman, it takes 3 days to actually start the healing process of fasting. So in other words, according to him, if you have fasted for 2 days, your body hasn't gotten that benefit because it hasn't started that fasting process. It's just saying, hey, I'm hungry, hey, I'm hungry. It hasn't started this chemical process that actually happens in your body when you do a fast. So after 3 days, this fasting process actually starts doing some healing, very, very significant healing within your body. sorry about my throat clearing. I have had this for 2 or 3 days now, so I'm apologizing right now for that. So this gives it the break that it needs to heal and use that energy that it was using on our digestion and putting it all towards the healing process. And, of course, gut health is one of my favorite topics in the world. And if you noticed, one of the things that he mentioned when I read part of his introduction there a few minutes ago is it very quickly and significantly allows different parts of our bodies to heal, recover permanently. And one of those things is gut health. And that makes so much sense because if you're constantly using your gut for digestion, which is fine and normal, but if it never gets a break, how can we expect it to heal without ever getting a break? So if you sprain your ankle or break a bone, you got to give it a break because you've got to give it some time to not be like your leg. If you broke your leg, you can't go run every day and expect it to heal, right? You got to give it a little bit of break. Break as in a stop in from using it and let it go through that healing process. So now let's talk about intermittent fasting. That's a really hard word to say. I've had to say that over and over because I feel like I'm not saying it right. You might be relieved to know that intermittent fasting is actually eating every day. So, okay, you can breathe now. just certain times of day, though. And always keep in mind what you're eating is important. But what I've read in many different places and done personally in my own life is to make my eating window a time between noon and somewhere between 6 and 8 p.m. So pretty much I eat lunch and supper. And if I want a snack, it'll be nuts or fruit or seeds or something really healthy. In the past, before I started this, I would always wake up absolutely starving to death. And I would have to eat as soon as possible after waking up. Now that I've been intermittent fasting for quite some time, probably 2 or 3 years now, in the morning, that hunger is gone. Actually, many times it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon before I'm finally, truly getting hungry. So think about it. Are we eating because that's just what we've always done at that time of day? Are we eating because our body is craving those addictive things like sugar, MSG, different neurotoxins? Or are we eating because we really are hungry? Many times it's not because we really are hungry, and I have found that very true with Carolyn O'Byrne. I usually eat some kind of green salad or broccoli salad for lunch. I eat a good healthy meal at supper time, and if I need a snack, like I said, I'll eat nuts, seeds, or fruit. I do have this weakness that I'm working on, that after supper, a little while after supper, when things are starting to settle down for the evening, I really just want that snack. And I have already discovered it's not because I'm hungry. It's just that little snack. I don't know. I haven't discovered exactly why. I don't think it's emotional, but that's my own little thing I'm working on for myself. But if you're friends with me on Facebook, you've probably seen some of my evening snacks that I post because I usually post a picture of it. I want you to keep in mind that this information on fasting can only be put into action when you're ready to change your perceptions of food and are convicted about it. When you change your thinking from what I want to eat because it tastes good to satisfy my emotional desires, to I only want to eat because I need fuel for my body, that's when you're going to find the results that you're looking for. And as long as you continue to feel this way, you will succeed. If you get in your mind and change your thinking and change your perceptions of the thinking that, oh, I mean, that just tastes so good, I've just got to have some of that. Well, that's sure. We're designed to enjoy the taste of food, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we don't need to eat because we just want that taste or because the addictive foods are calling us. We need to be in control of our thoughts. And this, I am saying it, and it just sounds real easy. How, you know, you can say it all day long, but doing it is not that easy. Doing it is a difficult task. And I think I read a little bit too fast because I have lots more in my mind to say, but that's getting close to the end of my notes because I read so quickly. But that's a huge amount of information in one little short period of 25 minutes or 20 minutes, however long we've been on. I would love to hear some of your thoughts on this new idea.
Well, I actually have a question because I was always taught that not when you eat in the morning, it starts, it's like it kickstarts your metabolism.
Right. That's what I always was taught. That's what school taught us. That's what the health department taught us. That's what the TV commercials taught us. And that's exactly my way of thinking. I mean, I would press that upon my children for years and years and years.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, even my doctor, you know, because you and I have talked about, you know, my eating habits, which are absolutely atrocious, but I'm still not hungry, but in the morning I still do my banana and my yogurt with my coffee, even though I'm not hungry.
What I have found in my own life, and I can just tell you, I've helped a lot of people through this, and they have found it to be the same way. And so I'm just going to talk for myself here. It works. I feel so much better. That morning slump that I would get before does not happen. I would eat, I would get a morning slump. I would eat lunch, I would get an afternoon slump. And I don't get that morning slump at all. I still feel a little bit of a want and to take a nap in the afternoon. I don't know if that means from what I ate or if it's a habit.
Are you talking about from high carbs? You talking about high carbs in the morning?
No, I don't eat anything in the morning. I literally stop eating in the evening, and I don't eat anything until I feel hungry the next day. And since I've been doing the intermittent fasting, usually it's somewhere around lunchtime, but probably on average, it's probably at least 1 o'clock before I even start feeling hungry.
Oh, yeah, I have what you're doing now. Go ahead. I do have a question.
Yes, please.
What does hungry feel like? I'm not so sure that I'm ever hungry. I think I just eat to be eating. I don't think I'm ever hungry.
It is a different feeling. You actually feel this. I remember when I started doing the intermittent fasting, and I would feel that hunger, for some reason it brought back memories of childhood. And so I'm probably thinking, I'm not saying that I was let to go hungry when I was a child. I was not. But when I was a child, we grew up poor in the country. And it wasn't because we just didn't have food to eat, but we didn't eat until we were hungry. You know, we just didn't eat all day long because we were pretty much eating. Yeah, and we had what was in the garden, and we would go in and fix us a meal when we got hungry. And so it brought back memories of childhood, and maybe y'all might not have experienced that as a child. But it's actually a little stomach growling going on, you know. And I actually remember having it a little bit in school, too. But... It's a different feeling. It's not a mind feeling. It's a stomach feeling.
Okay.
Well, let me take that back. It is a mind. It's a stomach feeling first in my body. But my stomach talks to my brain. And my stomach will have that little hunger feeling. And after a little while, my brain will be like, oh, what time is it? And then I'll look at the clock and I'll think, oh, well, that's why my stomach's growling. So, did that help? I don't know if that helped you much.
Yes. I'm very interested in this fasting. I am totally and completely fascinated by it, and I think that it might be something that I could do. I know that one of our teams did it, one of our people did it, but he did it for like 2 weeks, and I thought that was a little foolhardy while driving the truck, in my opinion, without medical supervision.
Right. My husband has done it for about 8 or 9 days in the truck, and I was monitoring him over the phone on a daily basis, of course, because I would talk to him. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but I would ask him 10,000 questions. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling this? Okay. And he would have some emergency food. He'd have an apple and a banana and some salt, some kind of salt. And plenty of water. You never, ever, ever stop water. But just in case he got in a situation, you got the sugar and the salt, and that's pretty much what you need is the sugar and the salt. And I highly recommend Dr. Furman's book. If any of you are readers out there and this topic is interesting to you, it's very informational. And he assures you that although you may think that you're going to have a nutrition deficiency, anyone that was in a normal condition that had come to him to do fasting, he would do blood work and everything through the whole process, and none of them would have any deficiencies whatsoever, because our bodies know exactly what to do. Our livers are our vitamin mineral storage. Of course, the rest of our body stores vitamins and minerals, but our liver is one of the big storehouses of those kinds of things. Our liver stores fat. Of course, most of us these days have plenty of fat to spare, and so some people don't, but just because you're not overweight does not mean a fast could not help you, because sometimes not being overweight doesn't mean you're healthy. Just because you don't have excess storage doesn't mean you may not have heart disease or different things. I watched a show one time about children that are overweight and the obesity epidemic. There was this family where there were two brothers. One was overweight, one wasn't. Obviously, they probably ate the same food. And they did some type of test. I'm sure it's not perfect, but it measured their different types of fat, visceral fat, and there's another word for it that's not coming to my mind this minute. But it's pretty much meaning the inside fat and the outside fat. And although the one little boy had much more outside fat, the boy that was not fat, the boy that was not overweight, he had a higher fat index on the inside. He had more fat around his heart and around his organs than the boy that was overweight. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good thing if you're eating the standard American diet and you're not overweight. Think about that. Something might be wrong if you're eating like everybody else does and you're not overweight. Shouldn't you be overweight if you're consuming too many calories? So is it possible that you're not absorbing things, or is it possible that that fat is on the inside surrounding your organs, which is much more dangerous than the fat on the outside? That was not in my topic for today, but it came to mind, so I thought I'd add that in there. So, yeah.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these few messages.
I'm just like you, a woman in the trucking industry. But what might set me apart is that I work for Holland, which means not only am I a respected member of an established, award-winning company, I make fantastic money, have company-paid health insurance, I'm home every night, and my office is a truck that has a better view than any desk job. My name is Mel Clark, and I've been a truck driver with Harland for almost 12 years. As a city driver, my day starts working the dock. Then I start my deliveries and pickups throughout the city. I've wanted to be a truck driver since I was 14 years old. I saw the trucks going somewhere exciting, and I wanted to go too. Every single item you own or will own has shown up on a truck at some point, and I'm a valuable member of a team that provides the crucial service of transporting those items. Are you proud of your career? Do you feel challenged and rewarded every day? I do, and it's because I work at Holland. I'm Mel Clark, and I've been a truck driver with Holland for almost 12 years. Trucking isn't just a man's job anymore. Holland is challenging the stereotypes of women drivers. Women can drive these trucks just as well as the men and get paid the same as the men. Holland works with you to succeed and offers competitive pay, outstanding benefits, flexible schedules, and a scenic view better than any desk job. When I come home at the end of the day, I am proud of the job I've done and what I've accomplished. I put in the hard work, and I've earned respect. I'm a Holland driver, and I want to encourage more women to join our team. If you want to be proud of your career and drive for an award-winning company that pays 100% of your health insurance, offers great pay, overtime, and union benefits, apply at hollandregional.com/careers.
You're tuned in to the Women Truckers Network, the first trucking radio program hosted by real women truckers. You can learn more about becoming a member at www.realwomenintrucking.org.
Who else might have some ideas?
I just need to Carolyn, So you're eating, but only certain times of the day.
That's what I'm doing, yes. I've been doing that for a few years now, and it has made, I feel, if nothing else, I feel a ton better.
Okay,
it's made it easy. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I understood, because I thought you all were going to discuss fasting for like a day or 2 days or 3 days. I've fasted for up to 3 days, and all I drank was water. I've done that several times, and I've done it for 2 days, and occasionally I'll do it for 1 day.
I'm talking about that too. We're just on this intermittent fasting for the moment. But yeah, I'm
okay.
Happy to talk about the long term fasting. I'm happy to talk about that.
Ask you a question. You fasted for the lady that mentioned that you fasted for 1, 2, and 3 days, and at that those end of those, how did you feel during that time? Did you feel weak? Did you feel euphoric? At the end of it, were you just, I've got to eat, I can't stand it any longer? I was just wondering how you felt.
Well, the first time I did it, the thing you got to remember, I didn't seek medical advice. I just decided one day I just wanted to do it. Mostly the reason why I did it the first time was more of a religious reason, but I'll leave it at that. But I drank water. I made sure I drank water throughout the day. The first time I attempted the 3-day fast, I started out, I got a headache early in the morning. But by at the end, that first day was a struggle. The second day got a little easier. And the third day, honestly, I didn't really feel that hungry. So long as you drink plenty of water, I didn't really have any hunger pains. But also, big thing is keeping myself busy. So long as I didn't have any food that was staring me in the face, I just threw out everything I didn't want. It was also another time to get away from sugar and carbohydrates for me. But honestly, the biggest thing, the very first time I ever attempted that 3-day fast was I had a headache so bad. I don't know why, because I was also it might have been because I was cutting out the coffee too. I just decided the very first day I wasn't going to have any tea, coffee, soda, no food. Just water, and that's what I did. And the second time I attempted the 3-day fast, I didn't have that. I didn't feel weak or lethargic, not at any time during the first one or the second one. Like I said, I just made sure that I drank plenty of water and kept the body hydrated. Now, every person is different. But for me, that's pretty much how it went. That second time I did the 3-day fast, I didn't have the headache as I did the first time. Of course, mm-hmm. By then I cut out quite a bit of my coffee drinking anyway. But the water makes a big difference too.
Were you in a truck doing this, or were you at home?
I was on the truck.
Sorry.
A lot of people. I know at work they were kind of concerned. One of the ladies in our front office was asking when she found out because they were concerned that if I was deciding not to eat, that I might pass out. I know one of the people in the office said, aren't you worried about passing out, you know, if you're not getting anything? And I made the mistake of talking about it to the one lady, and it kind of got overheard. So I had to go in and talk to our terminal manager, but she didn't seem to be too concerned about it. She just wanted to make sure that if I felt weak or got tired or something, our medical condition might have cropped up. She wanted to make sure that I was aware of the situation and I wasn't going to be in a situation where the truck was going to end up in a wreck or something like that. But I felt pretty confident with my decision it wasn't going to happen. So, and it didn't for me. It didn't happen. But that is
something
that you have to keep in mind.
Well, I appreciate that you telling us that, because I would think, of course, John is the bane of my existence, as we all know, diet and everything else. But I would think it would be easier in the truck because the availability. I mean, you know, I'm at the house and I go by the refrigerator. I look in there and see what there is and I get something. And like you, if it's staring me in the face, I can't leave it alone. But I would think it would be easy in the truck. And that what you're telling me encourages me, because I'm thinking I'm seriously thinking of trying it. So I appreciate that. Your thoughts on it, Carolyn?
I appreciate you saying that too, Carla. Thank you so much, because that really helps. All I can tell you is the experience my husband has had in the truck. I can tell you the experience I've had out of the truck. But did anyone else have something to say before I start my little spill on his experience? Okay. His experience was a little bit difficult on the first day. And if my memory serves me right, the second day was easier. And then the third day may have been just a little bit difficult. But after the third day, he said, I've never felt better. I feel energy. I feel wonderful. And he went to 9 days, I believe. He would walk and run and jog, and he felt great. And this was very surprising to me, because he doesn't do quite as well as I do on the eating direction. He does the cheating a little bit more than he needs to. And I was really surprised. I wasn't sure that he would be as open to doing it. And I talked, this was a long time ago when I read this book, and I was really excited about it. And I asked him to read the book, and he did. But he did very, very well. And remember, you've got to, and we did not do this under doctor supervision. I felt confident enough in my abilities to know the signs, and that's just my personal opinion. Please don't do it on your own if you don't feel confident in doing it on your own. And you're going to actually, I hate to tell you this, but you're probably going to have a hard time finding a doctor that will agree that this is a good thing. Because most doctors think that medicine is the only way to go. They don't think outside the box. They don't think about, hey, maybe this is what's going to help you heal your body. But even if you don't have any medical issues at all, and that I know of, I don't have any medical issues, I think it's just a good thing to do. When we were reading about when I was reading about what he was talking about, and when I was talking about the digestive process, I guess we've really never stopped to think about what a break our digestive system might need every once in a while, because it just kind of like our heart, it works constantly. Now, we don't want our heart to take a break, but we could give our digestive system a break and letting it heal. And like I said, according to Dr. Furman, our fasting process doesn't actually kick in real well in our body until after 3 days. So from 1 to 3 days, you are giving your gut a break. You're giving your body a break. There's nothing wrong with just doing 3 days. Nothing wrong with it at all. You are getting some benefit of it. But the real strong, fast healing process is going to start after that third day. Then in my personal experience with it, it was very similar to my husband's. And I'm so happy to hear that Carla didn't even have any issues on day two or three. But mine was, the first day I was like, oh, I would really go in there. And you start thinking about what would taste good. And what maybe you like almonds or something, or some kind of nut, and sometimes you think, nah, that don't sound good, even though you like them. But you think of, I thought of every single food in the world that I really liked, and it sounded 10 times better than it ever sounded before. But then on the second day, it wasn't quite as bad. But then on the third day, it kind of got me again. And after the third day, no problems. There's something about that 3 days. And Carla was mentioning a headache. That is very, very common. Probably headache is the tip-top number one side effect of fasting. Not only because many people are bombarding their systems with caffeine, and it's actually coming down off of that caffeine high, because caffeine is so addictive and it's such a stimulant that it takes our body a bit of adjustment to get off of it, and that headache is the number one sign of that. But there are so many other things like processed foods, MSGs, fake sugars, nitrates and phosphates, and all of those different things are constantly poisoning our neurons and the different cells in our body. And when we take that out, even though it doesn't belong and it's not doing us any good, when we take it out of our bodies and it's been there over and over and over and over for all these years, our body's thinking, wow, what's going on? Something's wrong. What's wrong? And so you may have some kind of weird, funky side effects. I knew a man that actually did a 40-day fast. And 40 days is what most fast experts will say is about as long as you need to go. There are people that have lived and done more, but 40 days is max. And I'm not suggesting 40 days. I'm just saying I've known a man that has done that. And you would think, this is interesting to me. I hope this isn't TMI to y'all. You would think you would stop pooping.
Nope.
But you don't. So you think, how is that possible? How have you not eaten and you still go to the bathroom? Well, what you don't realize is a huge majority of your bowel movement is dead cells. So you're constantly rejuvenating and the old cells are going to the waste and your new cells are growing and producing. And if you think about what a healing process, the fasting process is, when your body is in the fasting mode, how much healing is going on? So therefore, you're still going to be using the bathroom when you wouldn't think. You kind of think food and is what makes you go. And yeah, that's part of it, but that's not all of it.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. Now, when you go on this fast, do they recommend you go slowly back into food at just like one meal of certain foods? You know, is there a way to transition from fasting back into the eating habit?
There is. And mostly of what I have researched on this is going into a juice or a liquid fast first. So come out of your water fast and go into either fresh juices, like juicing it in the juicer. That's ideal. If you're in the truck, that's a little bit difficult. It's not impossible, but a little difficult. But if you could just do whole food liquids, not like go buy a jar of apple juice that's concentrated and pasteurized and reconstituted and full of toxics because apples are so toxic, but actually, some of those raw juices that you can buy in the store, like Naked or that something farms, it starts with a B. I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, they're over there in the produce section. And I wouldn't even drink those straight because they're going to taste so sweet after a fast that it's just going to be nasty. I would dilute it with water and start out putting some of those raw juices and water so it's not so sweet and you're getting some nutrients that way. Maybe some really good organic broths that don't have MSG. Broths are very, very, very gut healing and body healing. They give us so many things. It could be a vegetable broth if you don't eat meat. It could be a meat broth and hopefully homemade. Homemade would be so much better. If you got some home time and you're making a plan to do all this, make a good amount of homemade broth, take all the meat that you use to make the broth and freeze it so that when you're off of this, you've got all this wonderful, already cooked, easy to grab meat fixed up for yourself in the freezer.
Right.
But then just kind of go into little bits, just go into small amounts. And then another wonderful thing about fasting, if you fast for any length of time, your stomach starts shrinking back to where it's supposed to be. Because most of us have probably eaten way too much for way too long, way too much food at one time, and it actually stretches our stomach. And then it stays stretched out because we keep on doing it because it's stretched out, so it takes more to make us feel full. And then it takes more to make us feel full, and then the cycle begins. But as our stomach shrinks down, and if we start out really slow, giving it small amounts of food, and I would start out with an intermittent fasting. I would go from fasting to liquids to intermittent fasting where you're only eating so many hours a day. And you will see how much food, how little food you actually need. We aren't designed to need big, huge amounts of food. We are designed to need good amounts of nutrition. But do you know how much nutrition is in an apple or a carrot or a bowl of greens? Huge, huge. Like a bowl of greens has more nutrition than a truckload of McDonald's. So we need nutrition. It's not necessarily the food that we need. It's the nutrition that we need. And we can get that from so many good sources. So just make sure that you're eating really high nutrition foods, and you'll be so surprised on how little food that you need. Energy is going to shoot out the roof. You're going to have more energy than you know what to do with anymore. If you need to lose weight, that's going to happen. It's just going to happen. You don't have a choice. If you don't need to lose weight, in the fasting process, you might lose just a little bit. You won't probably lose very much at all. But did you have some to lose on the inside? You know, you may have had some to lose on the inside. But I have seen thin people that are not overweight lose very little weight and not have issues at all. You would think thin people might not need to fast. I'm all for fasting for any shape or size because of the concept of how healing it is.
What about if somebody takes vitamins? Should they stop it during that time?
It depends on what you need. If the vitamins are keeping you alive, if they're that important, fasting might not be good for you at this point. When you get to the point where the vitamins are supplements that you are using to help you in certain areas, but you don't need them to stay alive, then I personally have stocked them. That's what I have done. Do your own research. There is a lot of good information on the internet. If you just want to dig about it, Dr. Furman, Dr. Mercola, just in general, just do a general search on fasting. You're going to get a few different opinions. In my opinion, get a bunch of opinions. Did that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
But ultimately, if I were going to make it something that I was going to do, I would go with Dr. Furman's information as my main source. And I would still want a lot of other opinions just because that's the way my brain works. I want to know what everybody else thinks and how they've done it. I want to know what Dr. So-and-so did and who so-and-so. And I don't just think that it has to be a doctor. There are many people in the alternative health field that are more knowledgeable on their expertise, which may be fasting or herbs or whatever, than any doctor's ever going to be. So, because doctors aren't trained in that direction. Dr. Furman trained himself in that direction because you know he didn't get the fasting information from the medical degree that he got in school. So, don't trust everybody, but don't second guess someone's expertise just because they don't have MD at the end of their name.
Right.
I guess is my point. And one thing that I kind of had a little bit in the back of my mind is you mentioning, yeah, but everybody's always said you need to have that protein in the morning. You need to get your day started off right. I have had so many mamas tell me what they know, if they knew then what they know now. They would send their children to school with, they would feed them waffles or biscuits or Pop-Tarts or this or this or this, and they're getting notes home every day little Johnny is a really good boy, but he just can't settle down. He can't focus. He can't this. He can't that. And fasting with children is something you definitely have to do on your own decision. But they found that the mornings that they accidentally skip breakfast or something happened and you're running out the door and they didn't get a chance to eat, because that just happens. That just happens in life. It's not intentional. They would do better in school. And the reason they weren't able to concentrate and focus and not bounce off the walls is because they were jacked up with all that carb and sugar, and the grains were just tearing their little guts apart. So, yeah, it is not necessary. I have found in my personal life that I feel 1,000% better since I have not been eating breakfast, and I'm doing that intermittent fasting. That's just my personal story of how I feel. I've got more energy. I feel better. I can work more in the morning, get more done. Try it for yourself and see if that's your experience. And I'd love to know. If anybody decides to try something and you have some feedback, if there's enough people, and I'm happy to do another show about the feedback of what you tried. If there's enough people interested in it and enough people that did it, maybe on down the road.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other thoughts?
God, just kills me. We deliver to food places. And I'm like unloading and going, oh, that smells so good.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, Go ahead.
No, I went once, this morning.
No, you go.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Once you get that out of your brain, because your brain is so fooled by the neurotoxins of the smell of that food, it really does get better. Sometimes I smell what used to just drive me crazy that it smelled so good, and I think, ooh, that just doesn't even smell good anymore. So it's a training process, and it does get better when you work on it.
Onions, for some reason, I smell raw onions, automatically get hungry. I don't know why.
Huh.
Yeah, weird.
No, it's just the conditioning.
Yeah. My mind's when my mom's cooking, because I knew if I smelled garlic and onions, I was getting something good.
Well, I love garlic and onions, too. I'm with you, sister.
Well, I find this all terribly fascinating. I really do. I am very interested in trying it.
Well, I think you can do it. I think it would be great for you. I'm interested in hearing about it. If you need some direction, you know where to come.
Yeah, I was just looking up the Fasting and Eating for Health by Dr. Furman, and then he's got three books, audio books, in audio.com, Eat to Live, Eat for Health, and Disease Proof Your Child.
I have every one of those books, and they're all excellent. I highly recommend those. There's only one thing that I will say that I'm a little bit in disagreement. He may have changed recently with this new paleo thing, but he is pretty much against meat. He's not really for meat. I'm not a big meat eater at all, and I'm quite a picky meat eater because I'm not going to eat it if it wasn't raised right, but I'm not against it. I think there is a place for meat in our diets. I think if you choose to not eat meat, that's okay. You can be healthy, and you can, and that there is nothing wrong with being vegan. But I'm not against vegan at all. But I just want to put a little bit of information in there to let you know that he does have a lot against meat. So just keep that in mind, and just, you know, everybody is not going to know everything all the time, but as far as the information that he gives, I agree with it 99%. There's a few little things in there that I'm like, hmm, but most of, almost all of his information is very valuable. Good, good, eye-opening, educative information.
Now, I've heard of Dr. Furman before and the other one also. So.
Mercola.
Okay. Mercola, yeah. In fact, I think I even ordered some supplements from him one time.
Okay. Now, I've been following Dr. Mercola for maybe almost 20 years. Probably Dr. Furman for less than 10, but way on up there, getting close to 10 years.
Okay, well, I'm ready for a change. I don't know about the rest of the ladies. I really appreciate y'all putting in the information because I was the one that's fascinated by this, and I think I'm going to give it a try. Really, really, really do.
Thank you so much for all the good conversation. This was great, great, great discussion. I love it.
Well, you know, if you want a fantasy partner, you could help, too, if you had somebody do it with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Well, now that would have to be in another truck, if I'm going to tell you right now. That's not going to happen with John.
You should call and encourage each other to keep going.
Yeah. If anybody is interested in that, contact me on Facebook or on my email if you're not on Facebook. And if there's more than one or a couple or a few, I will get you all in contact with each other. That way you're not giving out your information here over the public air. So just contact me. And if there's two or three or however many, I think that would be a great idea. I'd be happy to help you do that.
Well, Sonia and I have been kind of teasing each other and you know, trying to watch what we eat. She's been a lot more conscientious about it than I have, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then I do so good, and then there's like, ooh, that cupcake. Yeah, you know.
No, mine wasn't a cupcake. It was a jelly-filled donut with the cinnamon sugar on it. Holy moly.
You're telling now. You're telling on it now.
Yeah, well, what
jelly
can I say?
My bad. Jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You are going to talk yourself into stopping off and getting some sugar, so you better stop talking now.
No, not going to do it. I appreciate that. Is it... Where are we at on this now?
We're done on time. It worked out perfect.
Does anybody else have anything they want to say?
No.
Well, see, we had Sonia, Christine, Carla, Carolyn, Idella. Who else did we have? Did I miss somebody that came in? Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming, and you have no idea what a help this is to me and what a blessing that Carolyn is to us. And I will try to be a little bit more prepared next week. In fact, normally if I'm under the gun like this, I ask somebody to help me, but I didn't even take time to do that. So We will hope we will do. Now, does anybody have any suggestions for a subject next month for Carolyn? Something they would like to talk to, not just a suggestion, something you want to talk about. Aw, come on, folks.
Mm-mm. Well, if you have anything, just shoot me a message. I'm open to suggestions, and if I don't know about it, I'll tell you I don't know about it. But if I do know something about it, I'll be happy to do it.
Carolyn's really good about coming up with suggestions and ideas. So, but now, like she said, if you have anything, just let us know, and we'll work on talking about it. I want to thank all you ladies for coming.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Well, what about some of these people, like they're not allowed to cook, or have a microwave in their truck, how do they actually survive living off truck stop food and keep within their diet things when they're not allowed to cook or have refrigerators? Because I work for one company, you can have a refrigerator or a microwave.
Well,
Carolyn's been visiting truck stops and looking for the more healthier choices. Have you not, Miss Carolyn?
I have, and I'm working on – hopefully getting a YouTube started that has little snippets of different things that I can find that are better choices in the truck stops and in the stores. And I want to go in there. I'm hoping that they'll let me video in there. I'm hoping. So put in a little prayer for them to say, okay, that I can go in and video it, because I don't want to have to buy the stuff, take it outside, video it, and take it back in. But
we all,
anyways,
Miss Carolyn is working on it for us.
Yes, so. I am. And if you see anything that looks healthy, start reading ingredients. Be that private investigator, ingredient reader. And if you're not so sure, take a picture of the ingredients and shoot it to me.
I figure if I can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
That's right.
Now, does anybody else have any thoughts, any suggestions? As I said, just shoot it to one of us or to Carolyn through her Facebook page. She is a blessing to us, and we truly appreciate you, Miss Carolyn. And with that
being said,
I think we're going to close this. Give me just a second here. I have to go back to the call.
Making some weird noises.
I know.
It didn't say that it was ended.